Yeah, what's going on with student loan debt relief? I don't know, because one day it's approved, the next day courts block it. Then the next day it's approved, now courts block it. My question and my goal here today is to educate you guys on how you can get your own relief and you take charge. We're not going to wait for the federal government to do this for us. So in this video, you're going to learn a website that I learned about that can help find you the best program when it comes to student loan relief. So my name is Dan Frio. I do the rate update every day. So if you're in need of a mortgage to buy your first house, maybe to refinance or debt consolidation, love to help you out. And I'm going to give you my information at the end of this video. But my concern here is I have children. I'm a dad, but I'm in the mortgage business. So I have probably 8 out of every 10 people that apply for a mortgage has student loan debt. So that made me reach out to companies to see, you know, are any of these companies legit that says, well, we can actually provide you student loan debt relief just by doing these things. And I've always found those kind of like credit repair. They're not always what they're cracked up to be, but I did find one out there that is legit and we use it. Okay, so what I want to go over to you with today is student loan relief. I'm going to help you guys find out how much your relief can be, and you can control this. So without further ado, let's get to it. The one thing we know is student loan payments are going to kick back in January, and you guys are probably sitting out there saying, I don't know what mine's going to be, and I don't know how I'm going to afford it. I'm going to try to make this more affordable for you. I don't care if you're looking to buy your first house, your first car, or anything. My goal is to help you guys out there find your student loan relief and teach you how and where to find out how to get it. Okay, so one thing I want to show you is right here. If you went to the website recently, it is blocked by the federal courts. They're halting this process right now. And this is a bubble. This is a bubble in the making, guys, because here's where student loan debt has been throughout the years. Look at it. We are now at $1.7 trillion. Never thought I'd see student loan debt at $1.7 trillion. Look where we were just, 20 years ago, $0.33 billion. Okay, so it's gone up about fivefold in the last 20 years. Not a good trajectory there. So what is this website that we're all talking about? It is LoanSense, okay? So it's going to be right here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to refresh this because I just did one, and I'm going to show you how this works. So I'm going to have the link down below. And again, guys, I don't care if you're getting a mortgage or not. This is just going to show you how much you're entitled to save based on government programs that are already in effect. Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to go down through here and you're going to put in your criteria. So my criteria here is I just had a client that makes $65,000. They have $100,000 in student loan debt. And this is, you're going to do this on your own, and I'm going to show you how this whole thing works. They have $300 in credit card payments currently. They have a $375 house or car payment. And then they have another $286 in other bills. I just remember it because I just did it. So then you're going to go down through here and you're going to say, what's the annual interest rate on your student loan? Most of them are at 6.5% right now. Not all of them, but check your interest rate. And then in this party, this family size was Mr. and a Mrs. and a child. So they had 3 people, and bam, theirs is what they qualified for. So you're entitled to your student loan payment going down $865 based on the standard student loan program. So to find out the details of this, all I need you to do is go over to click down through here, view details, and it's going to show you this. So right here is how you look before and then after. So this is tied to a mortgage system. But again, I don't care if you're getting a mortgage or not, because you don't have to be getting a mortgage to qualify for this thing. So before, based on the standard terms of a student loan, your payment would have been $1,135 a month. And you would have qualified for a $48,000 mortgage. But we're not going to look at this right now. Well, let's throw it in. All right. So then after this, we run the simulator. How much is your new payment going to be on that student loan? $170. Look how much more in purchasing power, if you were to look to buy a house, how much you could get by just doing this. And we use this system quite a bit, quite extensively to help clients. I just thought with the student loan, all the student loan information on the news right now and the websites and everything else, and especially it got halted today, just again today, you might find value in this. So if you do, please, all I ask you to do is give us a thumbs up, subscribe down below, hit the bell every time I post a video. My name is Dan Frio. I do the rate update. I do a mortgage video every morning to inform those out there that are really looking to buy a house maybe in 2022 and 2023, your options, and to put you in a better position when looking to buy that first house. And that's what we do. If you want to find out more about me and my team, all I need you to do is go to theRateUpdate.com, and here it is. So we are a federally chartered mortgage advisor, being able to help anybody in the whole country as well as Puerto Rico. So thanks for watching, guys. Take care. And please don't forget to subscribe down below and hit the bell. Every time I post a video, you get an alert. Thanks, man. Take care. Bye-bye.